Hello, how you doing, Kyle?
Pretty good.
Hey, Kyle, my name is Mario. I'm actually one of the directors on the pricing side of the business. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I lost you there for a second. I heard a click. I was like, oh, that was short.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I'll keep it as brief as I can, brother. We handle the pricing when it comes to the services that we offer. I know you spoke with Daisy, one of our agents. Did you have any particular questions or anything you needed me to clarify that whatever you guys went over aside from the
Well,
pricing, brother?
I'll give you a quick background on me.
Please go
Okay,
ahead.
me and my brother started this company a year ago,
One
and
year, okay.
marketing's a massive racket. We've been plumbers for 10 years. We've sold millions of dollars in services. We are salesmen. We've taken $100,000 courses through other companies and stuff like that. We've got sales down. So, just understand that as you speak with me, I'm a salesman. I'm actually, so that you guys cold called me, which is fine. I'm literally sitting down right now cold calling people as well, trying to market myself and trying to get jobs. Now, what I was telling her was, is that folks like yourself, marketers and otherwise, they're like almost a dime a dozen, especially on the internet. We're getting our Facebook, Instagram, and telephones inundated with folks calling and promising this, that, and the other, and we've spent thousands of dollars and never gotten a single call. If you Googled me right now, if you scrolled down far enough, you might get my Facebook page, which is not great. It's a ton of money too. They've taken our money and not provided a single result. And so we're very apprehensive. Google is the gatekeeper of the earth nowadays, and you can't do anything without them. But, our competitors that have been bought by private equity firms with billions of dollars, they have that $1 million marketing ad spend. And I've spent over the last 2 months probably $3,000 to different folks that promised that they would, get us some calls and nothing. So I was telling her, like, I'm sitting down right now, I'm cold calling people, and I'm offering things like free water heater flushes and things like that so that I can get in the door and they can trust me, So I'm offering these free services that I normally would charge for so that I could get out there and they can trust me, and then they're going to spend more money with me. With the way everybody's promised so many things, and I found out so many fallacious things about different entities that I need a show of good faith. I need something before I'm willing to spend anything else. It's we've spent all this money on marketing and you don't get anything back. But before they're willing to pull the trigger, they've got your account and routing number, and they take ad spend money out, and then nothing happens. So I just need some sort of show of good faith that this is going to be something that works. You know what I mean? It's just
All right.
how much more time and money can you throw at the wall? You know what I mean? Before somebody
Before
has to. So
somebody, yep.
You know the Better Business Bureau, right?
Correct, the BBB, huh?
Yeah, we're with them. Now, my whole life, I thought the Better Business Bureau was for people who proved to be the better business. The Better Business Bureau is for people like me who are willing to spend $90. And
Well,
that's it.
the Better Business Bureau, a lot of people are under the assumption that they're some type of government entity. They're a private party. And believe it or not, I have a buddy in Arizona who works for the BBB, and they also do some type of sales for them. And it's just like you said, man, from one salesperson to another, I'm not going to waste your time and give you any sales pitch or any of that nature. I'll go straight to the point. I'm not gonna promise you the moons and the stars either. I've sent you a our website so you can take a look at that. our company name, Kyle, is Local Splash. We are a premier partner to Google. We've been in business for now 20 years. We do have a 4.2 stars out of 5. We have thousands of customers nationwide. I'm not going to sit here and tell you we are the best company in the world, but I can tell you that our track record has proven to work for.
Well, I'll leave you guys a good review. I know how big reviews are. So
right,
and I've got people ready to review me left and right too, and leave positive reviews. But we can't seem to get on Google. People promise that they're going to get us on there, and then nothing happens. We've already put so much money.
And you know what? It's unfortunate that you know you're tossing money out and it's not coming back in, because that's that's the purpose of investing or doing anything of that nature, is to, hey, you know what, I'm going to put this in and expect the return on it. And if that's not happening, I mean, it just seems like people are under over promising and not delivering, and it's, again, it's unfortunate. That's why the way I conduct business for our company, I don't tell, I don't talk crap about other companies to begin with. I mean, I don't think that's the way to conduct business, right? I tell people the difference of how we do business and how other companies do business. I mean, 20 years as an SEO company, we're doing something right, right? And this is, to give you a summary really quick of how we work. Again, we are a premier partner, right, to Google. There's only about 30-something, I don't know if it's 34 or 35 to be exact, SEO companies around the nation that have a partnership with Google. We're one of them, right? So that sets us aside from other companies that do what we do but don't have that partnership with Google. Within our company, we had a position that opened up 8 a.m. this morning, and we're looking to get that filled in today. In the event that we decide to work with you, you decide to work with us, Kyle, what we do is that we place our customers on the first page of Google and Bing, and then we close the category out, right? That also sets us aside. We don't work with two companies that do the same thing in the area. It would defeat the purpose for us to be competing against ourselves. So we only work with
one company. That's what Angie's List said that they would do. You've heard of Angie's List?
Yeah, Home Advisor, okay.
And these lists, they bought Home Advisor, and, they actually, they try to market the same person, me, for both sides and wanting to decide. But here's what happens with these guys, right?
Wow. List, so they called you with the same thing? Okay.
Yeah. One person calls me and says, oh, we're Angie's List, and then somebody else calls and says, we're Angie's List, and then we go, oh, we're already with Angie's List, but they're like, oh, well, what about the Home Advisor? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Angie's List should have already got me with that. Why are you messing with me? We're not getting any calls from Angie's List that are worth a dang. Why are we not over here? Like, oh, well, you should have come over here. It's like, what? Now you're playing me. Because how some people, well, you're talking to them, I'm like, I swear these people think I'm stupid. But here's what they do, man, and I'll be honest with you. Frank down the road, Mrs. Jones down the road, she calls Angie's List looking for a plumber. And that type of plumbing work that she looks for goes into a category, but then 10 plumbers' phones ring, maybe more than 10. Their phone all rings at the same time. And again, I don't know that they all ring at the same time, because depending on how much money you spend, your phone rings in succession. So if for you to take that call, it'll cost you from anywhere from $40 to $150 just to take the call. But they send it to 10 different plumbers. So they already make a few grand instantly, and Mrs. Jones, she might only have a question. She might not even have any money.
That's insane. There's a lot of people that do that. I mean, you gotta, it's a horrible plan, yet a genius one for them, right? I mean, to turn around and make that revenue in such a, such a cheesy way, if you ask
me,
right?
They don't do anything.
Yeah.
What they do is everybody trusts Angie's List as some verified thing, and it's a debacle just to be either a customer or a contractor for them with the background checks and everything. But once you get through all of that on signing, you hit okay, send me a plumber, and 15 plumbers' phone rings. Every time we hit the button, 99% of the time the person doesn't even answer the phone. But you spent that $75. just to hit the button, just to not even get the job. What a joke, huh? So you play that for a few months as you're a new company and you got a family and you're going, what are we going to do? Am I just going to have to go work for one of the big corporatocracies, you know what I mean? And, and get back in the line with the rest of the sheep, you know what I mean? No, we want to be independent. We know what we could do. We've lived in this state and this valley our whole lives. We know everybody in every neighborhood. I swear I've combed every street over the last 10 years in plumbing as I'm on the road 24/7, it seems, right? And so it's like, I know all these people are wanting somebody like me, but without the phone book anymore and just Google being the gatekeeper.
Yeah, man, I remember I did the Yellow Pages, I did the Penny Saver. Yeah, back in the days, man, you're right. It was completely different than it is now. I mean, the reality is that, you know, Google holds the keys now, right? I mean, nowadays you ask anyone, hey, how do I find, you know, a good burger joint? Oh, well, just Google it. That's that's the...
Which burger joint paid Google enough money to be the one? Well, I have a list of probably 400 names right now that I could call. 400 people that I know are vetted in a way that they are an adult with a house that they own and have done plumbing work in the past, right? So instantly, three of the five check boxes have been checked. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, call these people. Tell them, hey, you know, I probably gave you six estimates in the past and you chose maybe the A, B, or C or whatever, but, you know, not everybody chooses the highest estimate. And now I can come back and do those things for a fraction of the cost of what I would have offered you before. I cannot call these people because you cannot even look somebody up. You can't look up, you know, Mark Johnson's phone number. You won't. You'll get a website that wants to give you like a people finder thing. He wants to tell you, you know, their criminal background. And I don't care about
that. You're absolutely right. They want to charge you for the simplest things, and then they won't even provide the information unless you pay for the background, and then they'll provide. It's insane. I hear you.
I want to call all these people, and they want to hear from me. You can't find them. You can't.
Well, you know,
right,
Kyle.
Now, you want to go with family.
Well, you know what? You seem like a straight shooter, man. So, like I said, I you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you any stories. I'm just going to shoot it to you straight, man. I have my sister and I have two cousins with the company. I'll tell you this, man. I come from a Hispanic company where... a Hispanic family where, you know, the first thing that family members tell you is, hey, man, I'm going to come over to this, you know, to your company and do business with you guys, but this better work. You know,
yeah.
You know, the next year at the barbecue and everybody's looking at you with that, you know, sideways eye, you know, man. So I'll tell you this, man. It's working for them, right? And not only for them, I've helped many clients that, you know, are happy with our, I mean, you can just see it yourself. I mean, for 20 years doing the same thing, we're doing something right, right? Our clients stick with our company, right? I mean, we don't charge you the paper lead, right? You know, as Angie says, right? Where they call you, they ring you up. And then whether it's a good lead or a bad one, like you said, a lot of the times it's a client just wasting your time trying to get a quote or find out what, you know, what this is worth or whatever the case is, and yet you're still hit with a percentage of whatever agreement you had with Angie's. I'm very familiar with that service only because a lot of clients that are not with us used to be with Angie's, right?
I won't sell anymore. It's just like throwing your money away.
Right, right. So here it is. This is what we offer, and I'm going to put it to you straight, Kyle. We offer putting you on the first page of Google, right? As a Google partner, we are able to do that. We're not just telling you we can do that. We deliver on that. We create a business Facebook account to do ads on Facebook for the client. I don't know if you have a Facebook. If you have one already, then we simply promote what you have. If you don't,
look it up if you've got a computer in front of you. Tell me what you think.
Okay, here, let me look it up here. And it's under We the People Plumbing?
Yep.
Okay.
A guy built it for us, and my brother's number's on there. I don't even think he's gone back in and put my number on there, but it's very small. And it's hard because you go, what's being shown? What's being shadow banned? What's this? What's that? You know, we're an American company. We're We the People Plumbing. And that's because we wanted to model our company in a way that there was going to be like five of us, and we were going to vote on operations within our company because there were so many backwards and corrupt deals in our last company. And we were being lied to. We were going to get together, sign a contract saying we're going to be we the plumbers for the plumbers to provide the best plumbing to the customer. And nobody can have a backdoor deal. Nobody could sell out without a vote. Nobody could hire somebody without a vote. You know, it was going to be like what our government should be, you know, fair and clean. And we thought we might maybe market off of that. But it's kind of a biased thing where, like, some people, they don't like that brand. We had a lady who had us out in Sugar House. She wrote us a review, and she said, great guy, very educational, did a great job, great price, very nice. I'm just not sure I like their company name. And she gave us, I think, a 3 or a 4 star. And I'm like, I'd rather you have not written anything at all, lady, if you know how reviews work.
Right.
If you're not giving me 5, right, don't give me anything at all.
Yeah.
How are you going to say I did a good job for you and you don't like my logo? It's the American flag. What's going on with the world these days?
That's insane.
Like, people hate themselves.
Well, you know, I actually think it's pretty nice. I mean, what we would do then, we just, you know, we'll promote it, right? So that's part of what we'll do. We'll promote that. And then as far as the website, you guys already have that going, I'm assuming, right?
Supposedly. I'll give you my brother's number, and you probably talk to him as well. He's been kind of heading that side up. But, you know, we are with the Better Business Bureau. We are with Angie's List. You know, we were going to get part approved. We're like, how much more money are we throwing for a sticker on the side of a truck? You know, we did get one call from the Better Business Bureau. I don't know anybody that needs plumbing work, and instead of Googling plumber near me, they go to the Better Business Bureau. But we did get one call. It didn't pay much, but you know, and so any time I say, oh, that's BS, that's not going to work, you know, there's always somebody where it does work, you know. And so it's like, I understand that marketing needs to be broad and you need to not have all your eggs in one basket. I want all my eggs in one basket. I want you, sir, on the phone, to be my number one marketer, and that it's affordable and fair and that it's proven and it works. And I don't have to shop to marketers or anybody else. I just need to keep on giving you money once a month or whatever, however it works, and continue on. But right now, I will tell you, I'm home right now, and that's not a good thing. I shouldn't be home right now. I should be out
in
my truck.
You're absolutely right. Because busy is a good thing, right? I agree with you 100%, man. And I think that one of the things and the reason that I brought family over to this company is exactly for the reasons you just said, man. I think you hit the nail on the head. The pricing. Once I give you the pricing, you're going to see that it's completely different from other competitors if you've done some of the research and some of your homework. Our pricing is extremely competitive. And secondly, it's something that actually works. I think the bottom line is when you find a marketing company that can, you know, put it, all the eggs in one basket, like you put it, makes a lot of sense, and everything is going and it's working, I think that's what clients are looking for, right? Like I said, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, hey, Kyle, we're the best company in the world. I don't think anyone can say that, right?
Yeah.
You know, but I could stand by what we do, and I can tell you that our clients are extremely happy. And, again, it's the same reason that I brought family over here. I mean, otherwise, I would have never bothered to bring family over here. And I'm not just saying
that. Are you based out of Utah?
No, I'm calling you right now from our corporate headquarters, right here near, Disneyland, Orange County, California.
Oh, awesome. Probably roasting hot over there, 'cause it's hot here right now.
Oh, my goodness, man. Yeah, don't, my kids are out in, Cotton Heights visiting their mom. And, I don't know how far that is from where you're at, but,
10 minutes.
They're telling me it's extremely hot out there too.
Yeah, it was 100 yesterday. I was just looking out the front. I better run the sprinklers hard tonight. Grass is going to be torched. But, yeah. Help me for the 801 number. How does that work?
Well, because we have remote offices, right? We have a remote different locations. So, then we also work with a I forgot what it's called. It's like a generated system that we use through
that shows the local.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, so here, I'll sum it up for you, Kyle. We put you on the first page of Google. You know, we'll promote the Facebook page you already have. We put you on Yelp as part of the service. So I don't know if you're paying for Yelp or you're getting the free service. Either or.
We're
Yelp is
free stuff now.
Okay. Well, part of our service includes Yelp, of course Bing. We put you on Apple. And then we'll create a website for you. Whether you want to keep the one you have, that's fine. You want to get a new one, we'll make a new one for you, whatever the case is. But I think in your situation, what you want to do mostly is, you know what, for one is to be on that page with the competition, right? Like you said, people continue to promise you things, they don't deliver. And here's the best part of the whole thing, Kyle. We're not a contract, right? We're not Home Advisor, Angie's, whatever you dealt with in the past that doesn't work, and I'm sorry that you've encountered such a thing.
Yeah.
Not a contract, and our monthly rate, here's the best portion of it, $249 a month. No hidden charges, no contract, it's a flat rate of $249. The only thing that you pay the first month is $149, which is a programming charge. Aside from that, you pay your first month. And if you want to cancel the service, you're able to do that at any time, right? We're not a company that
started now. We would be paying for July, and it wouldn't be the $249; it'd be the $149.
No. The first month is $249 plus the program. You only pay the programming charge once the first time, the first month.
Oh, okay. There's two different things.
Yeah, there's the program. Everyone pays that. No, I mean it's not a hidden charge is just the programming charge to get the account initiated, to, you know, get the domains, get the information from Facebook if we're going to promote it for you guys, you know, initiate the process to get you guys on that first page of Google. So the first month around is $398, which is just the first month. Every month after that, it follows at $249, right? Your first month is $398 because it's the first month plus the programming fee.
Okay.
And yeah, so $249
and
is
how
a flat.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I'm sure you're asking for dates, right? So let me just give you that. So for us to get you guys up and running and promoted, if you guys want us to push the promotion and help you guys promote the Facebook you already have, which I think you should because it's a pretty nice page. The website, you know, whether you guys keep yours or we make a new one, that end of the bargain takes about 7 to 14 days at the most. To put you guys on the first page of Google, we're actually, because we have that partnership with Google, it takes us about 30 days at the soonest that we can do. The longest I've seen it take, and it's literally the longest, 45 days. But for the most part, our IT department's pretty good at getting our clients on the first page by 30 days, right? But we have to advise customers that,
get
you know,
a call, we're probably going to be into about $500-$600 because it'll be about 2 months before we even possibly get a call, right?
No, well, I mean, keep in mind that we'll start promoting the ads for you guys. I would say that, well, here's the reality, Kyle. It would be probably about 30 days before you guys start appearing on the first page of Google, right? So give or take about 4 to 5 weeks for you guys to be on that first page at the, you know, latest. The other platforms, Yelp, Bing, Apple, those will be up and running, you know, within a shorter time frame than that, right? So, again, not going to promise you that you're going to get, you know, I'm going to snap my fingers and within a week or 2 weeks time you're going to have 100 jobs, man. I would never do that, right? And the other thing is that because we have that premier partnership, I mean, you should know this, we work at a fastest pace to get the clients on that first page than anyone else, right? Our competition that does not have that partnership with Google, their soonest time frame will be 90 days. Some of them take up to 120, right? The only reason that we do 30 is because we have that partnership with Google. So we're able to do the 30 days.
Okay.
You know, so that's what gives us the advantage there to put our clients on that first page a lot sooner. You know, but yeah. Again, yeah, man, it's a great opportunity, Carmen. If you're able to do it, I mean, I would say, you know, and again, I just want to make something else clear with you. One salesman to another, man. I know that for the most part, you know, companies like Angie's and so forth, they work off of, you know, if the customer says, yeah, let's sign up, they get some type of compensation or commission or whatever the case is. Unfortunately, well, I wouldn't say unfortunately because we do pretty good. We have an hourly rate, and that does not change whether you say, hey, I'm going to sign up or I'm not, right? So yeah. I wish it did. I'd be a lot more persistent, you know.
So this is your company then, huh?
Excuse me?
This company, it belongs to you.
Absolutely not. I mean, would you imagine? No. No. No, man. This is, you know, again, we've been doing this for 20 years. The company is called Local Slash, man. We have lots of employees. You know, we're just associated. We have that association and that premier partnership with Google. But no, I appreciate you thinking that. That would be amazing, man.
Well, you know, I always worked with companies, and I learned how to be a great plumber, and now I'm trying my own thing. So, hey, maybe it's your turn, too.
Oh, man, I appreciate you for that. Well, I appreciate you for that. You know, I'll tell you this much, man. My sister, my cousin, they love it. They are actually, you know, they're happy paying $249 a month. My sister says, I would pay $500-$600 as long as it works. She's like, I don't care. You know, one of the things that we talked, you know, when we got together is like, hey, man, you know, I'm going to come over, just, you know, just make sure this works. And again, it's hard for me to do that to any of my family members. I mean, I just wouldn't, you know, like I said. And I wouldn't do that to clients either, man. I mean, you just have to shoot it straight with people, you know. Have some integrity in what you do. Again, unfortunately, you've come across, I mean, you're a salesperson. I'm sure you dealt with a lot of salespeople that, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I can do this for you, and I'll do that for you. Just say yes so I can get my commission check, and then, you know, it doesn't matter what you do after. You deal with customer service or this and that, and that's not how we operate here, man. You know, we don't operate at, yeah. You know how that works. No, man, we don't operate at that level. I give you my number. You have my extension. You want to reach me anytime, you can always reach out to me. You know, I'll be working with you. You'll be working with our IT department. And again, like I tell clients, you know, it's $249, man. I mean, you're not taking a huge gamble here, you know. It's just one of those things where you're investing in the company. You see that it works. You stick with us. You see that it doesn't. It's not a contract. You cancel it, right? But again, you know, for the most part, man, if I'm shooting straight with you, it's definitely something that our clients are very happy with. You know, my sister and cousins are happy that they're here. And, you know, I see it work. I mean, it's not people telling me. I've seen it work through the, you know, the people that I brought over. I'm just like, man.
Well, I think your prices are great.
Mm-hmm.
It does suck that you got to wait, you know, all that time, because you're going to pay once the high dollar, and then, you know, you're probably going to pay again before you even get a call. You know what I mean? So it's like we're throwing money and we're sitting and waiting. I would love, like, if everything you say is going to happen in 30 days, I will definitely sign up. You're going to need to talk to Eric and tell him the same thing. Treat him the same way you treated me. You know, call him. I'll give you his phone number. Act like you're just calling a friend. You know, hey, my name's Kyle, told me to give you a call. You know.
Yeah, no worries, man.
I'm down here cold calling right now. You want to give him a call. If he says that he likes you too, that price is super doable. We'll get signed up, and we'll wait. You know, we'll wait, and if those calls keep on coming in, we'll put more money toward it. So,
you know, I love that fact, because, you know, one of the things, yeah, I tell the client, you know what, and I'll tell you, Kyle, if it works, you know, then I'm sure you have family, friends, or, you know, people that you know that it could utilize a service that actually works, and it's cost effective, you know, something that they're not going to spend a whole bunch of money in and they can see results, man. And you know what?
Well, I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. I got probably 10 other plumbing companies that are owners that are my friends who started their own company and been doing it longer than I have. I have more money than I do. And, they fight the same fight with the marketing. So they would go with you as well. And I would share all of those people with you. I'd give you their direct phone numbers and names, the company and their entities. And you could call them and, you know, if you're getting me calls, they're going to sign up with you too. You could say, hey, call Kyle. If he gets me, then and they'll call me and they'll be like, oh, hey, you know, we the people,
said, hey,
how's it going?
If Kyle vows for me, I'm sure we're good to go, right?
Well, because they are folks that I have grinded under other companies with for years.
Okay.
And they've started their own companies now, you know. They've started their own plumbing companies in Utah, in Salt Lake County, or the surrounding counties. They work and market and travel to all the same places I do, doing all the same things. Once you've been doing this in one state for a while, for, you know, 10 years or more, you basically start to get to know everybody. You know, you can ask me, who owns this company? Who owns that company? Oh, private equity, but they used to be owned by this guy. But for the small companies everywhere, you know, the ones who would go with you guys, you know, I'm close friends to just acquaintances. I can give you a bunch of contacts toward that. Tell you what, call
That'd
Eric.
That'd be amazing.
If you give me a call tomorrow, yeah, I will give you a list. This would be like you giving me a list of customers without me paying.
Right.
I will give you a list of local companies that would love to do business with you. And when you tell them my name and my company, and I give you that permission to do that, they'll call me and they'll be like, how's this guy doing for you? What do you think about this guy? Hey man, things are going great. You know, it's not a lot of money. Why don't you go with them? And they're going to have more, ad spend than I will. You know,
okay.
They've got employees and they're a little bit bigger than me. So I'll get you a list of all of that, man. So here's Eric's number. Are you ready?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
435-849-0009. And, you know, let him know that you looked at our website and Facebook and everything like that. And if he likes what you're doing, you know, we'll sign up and, we'll send you all of our information if you need our EIN or anything like that.
Yeah, we would need all that info, obviously. I mean, obviously, I'm just doing the selling side of the, you know, getting all the initial documents, and then you guys will get a, let's say you sign up, for example, if you did it today, then you'll get a call from our IT department tomorrow, and they'll take all the back end stuff that need to move forward.
Yeah, perfect. All right, man. Well, hey, it was a pleasure speaking with you. We are wethepeopleplumbing@gmail.com if you want to send anything there.
Okay.
And give Eric a call right now. He's out waiting, dying to get to work too. He ran one call earlier that we got from Angie's list, and that's it. So Angie, after we rattled their cage saying that they're fallacious and full of baloney, mm-hmm. They gave us a $200 credit, even though we spend thousands with them for nothing. they gave us a $200 credit, and you know, he jumped on and he tried to use that credit, and he burnt through all the money and got one opportunity and went out to it, and the guy's probably, he's going to get four or five other bids because 10 other plumbers called him.
Right. You makes know? Sense. I mean, well, you know what? I mean, I again, you know, you do what I do. You know, we've both been in sales long enough, and I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or waste Eric's time, and I'm going to be a street shooter to both of you guys, and hopefully he sees the benefit like you did, because I think if he did, he's going to say, hey, man, where have you been, right? I mean, this company has been just messing us up. This company has been wasting quite a bit of our money. Let's give it a shot and let's hope it works. Because, I mean, I, you know, again, I can tell you, oh, yeah, man, you're going to get 100 jobs tomorrow and it's just a bunch of crap, man. You know, I'd rather be transparent, you know, express the right expectancy and say, hey, let's do it together. You know, let's get We the People on the first page. Let's get you guys on the other platforms, Yelp, Apple, Bing, Let's promote the Facebook page you guys already have, and you let me know if you guys want to keep that that website or we create a new one for you guys, you know, but let's ultimately...
whatever you think, man. That's what you do. So, yeah, I like it, and I hope – I think Eric will like it too.
Because, I mean, right now, man, I'll tell you, man, it just seems like you guys are being taken for a ride, man. And, I mean, I'll tell you that whether you – let's put it this way, Kyle, whether you or you and Eric decide – to go with us or not, and you know, you take a different route. It's all right with me, man. No harm, no foul, right? But man, you guys got to get rid of whatever you guys are doing that's not working, and it's a lot of money.
There's plenty of work out there for everybody. You know, Utah has been here, you know, for a couple hundred years now, and some of these houses are older, some of them are newer, and we got a diverse area where like certain areas have certain hardnesses of water, and certain water tables are different than others, and so, you know, to be a well-rounded plumber, you gotta kind of understand where you're plumbing at. Like, I can't just go to California and start being a plumber. I would like, why is your water heater outside? Your water heater's outside. I didn't know you can't put a water heater outside in Utah. It's illegal.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Okay.
And a lot of people in California don't have basements. Everybody has a basement in Utah.
You know? So it's crazy. You know, I don't know much about Utah. I don't know much about Utah. My ex-wife moved out there. And the only thing I know about Utah that people say all the time here in California, oh, it's a Mormon state. Like, apparently there's a lot of Mormons in Utah. But I don't know, aside from that, and much about Utah. I don't know if it's even true.
Yeah, people are Mormon. They're Mormon on Sunday, and they're normal the rest of the week.
So it's the same as California, because we're Christian on Sunday, and then and just a normal person. Right.
And then you've got your radical, you know, fundamental-y type people that, you know, and that goes for any sect, though, you know. But for the most part, yeah, you can come here, and, you know, there's a party culture. There's every type of culture here, so it's pretty cool.
Okay.
We could use some more entertainment spots, but other than that, yeah. Anyway, give Eric a call. See.
Did you want me to call him alone, or did you want to three-way call him, and then have, you know, so we can all?
I got a couple out of about 400 numbers I've called this morning. I've got two left, and then I'm getting in the shower.
Okay.
So I've been sitting here on the phone all day too. So I want to drop off. I've been on the phone with you for about 40 minutes now.
You have. Okay.
If you want to call me tomorrow after you talk to Eric, call me tomorrow, and I will give you that list. I'll give you the list of all of the companies around me that aren't the big company that's bought out by private equity. These will be companies where you can call and ask to talk to the owner, and he will answer the phone, and you can offer your services right to the very best person that you can call, and, you know, if you speak with them the same way you spoke with me. And you can even name drop a couple of the other people that they'll know personally. Then, you know, I think that you'll be, you'll have a big list that you can go through, and you get a lot of people signed up as well. I think it can benefit us both ways, back and forth. And, you know, you might even ask somebody, hey, these guys want to get their ball rolling, but, you know, they don't got a lot of money right now because they've been struggling. They're new. They're a startup, and everybody's been messing with them. If Kyle gets me 10 leads right now for free that are solid as they could possibly be. You're calling a vetted owner of a company who's working every day and is willing to and understands marketing and ad spend and what they need to do. Dude, that's a golden call for you. You know what I mean?
Right,
maybe
right.
Your company might be willing to throw me a bone, you know? And then if I see that good faith says, you're my people forever. And I'm going to run those calls, and I'm going to sell them. And that money that I earned by selling those, I'm going to give back to you guys as payment, and then I am going to continue with you guys, and we're all going to make a bunch of money together. So give Eric a call, man. Consider that. Talk to your colleagues. Say, hey, if I call Kyle tomorrow and he gives me 10 numbers I can call that are vetted, would I be able to offer Kyle an incentive? That would be huge, man. So that's an option as well.
Okay, absolutely, man. I'll definitely do that. And let me call Eric and, you know, run this by him, and hopefully, you know, Eric can see that this is, you know, I don't want to say, you know, I mean, it sounds like you definitely know it's a no-brainer, right? But hopefully Eric can see the same, you know, same advantages and the better points of, you know, paying all this money and having nothing come in, man, because there's no point of that.
Yeah, and I'd call on yourself, too. If he gets a call from, like, the lady that first called me, he's going to think, oh, this is another one of those dime a dozen people that we get called and reached out to all day, every day. You know, we really do. We get just
right.
Talking to you, my Facebook page will be blown up now with people. You know how it is. And
yeah,
so,
yeah.
Call him direct. And if you don't get a hold of him right away, call him back. You're calling from an 801 number, and he's monitoring the phones, hoping that some of his efforts are going to be, you know, come to fruition as well. So, you know, you're calling from an 801 number, he'll answer. If he doesn't, call him right back. Or you could even text him, hey, I want to talk to you about plumbing, call me back. He's going to jump on that right away.
Okay, brother. Again, Kyle, thank you very much, man. I'll let Eric know that I spoke with you and you gave me his number, and, you know, I'll go over things with him, and then, you know, whatever he decides, I will give you a ring sometime tomorrow, unless you want me to call you back today. After I talk to him.
Yeah, get the call back tomorrow because I kind of got a plan for the rest of my day. And then,
you got it. Okay.
Yeah, man, call me tomorrow and I will compile a list of local owners and provide those to you. And
you
hopefully
got it.
We can.
Okay, brother.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. Okay, bye-bye.